You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us now to go and sit in the advice corner and listen to somebody's problem and how it can be solved, with the hope that perhaps you too will find resonance in the answers given to this person. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to invite Sister Silindile to give some advice on the situation we are presented with. So this sister writes, well, I'm assuming it's a sister, I could be wrong. This person writes, "Hello, I'd like to seek your advice on my current situation. I feel like a failure in life. Most of my friends got engaged or married or promoted, and I couldn't do anything of those. I feel like I missed something. I don't know what to do anymore or how to be happy. Ever since university, I tried to study hard to get a good job. But I now have spent 2 years unemployed. That happened until I found a job, but my seniors there don't want to teach me anything. They just tell me to adjust MS Word documents. Sometimes I explain something, then I discover it's wrong. And they did this just so they can act like heroes and intervene to save the day and put me aside. I mean, I spent 4 years studying electrical engineering to fill out MS Word documents. I tried to find another job, but I couldn't get any. I have reached the final stage, and they refuse me. My colleagues keep getting promoted and travel on the company expense and brag about getting extra money. All this leaves me bitter. I get extremely jealous when I hear about my friends' or work colleagues' accomplishments. At first, I used to be jealous, then I was able to move forward. But recently, I can't even move forward from the jealousy. I cry every day. I can't focus on anything anymore. I know that this is not productive, but I can't help it. It feels very frustrating. It feels sad. I just don't know what to do. As usual, we don't take or give out names, or take names for that matter. My script doesn't have the name, so even if I wanted to call this person, I don't have their number or their name. And that's for the purpose of preserving their dignity and their anonymity. That's the full letter that was sent to my producer, Kirsty. So I want you to listen to how Sister Silindile responds to this. Sister Silindile sent a response to us so that we can play, because she was going to be able to come through at this time. So I want you to listen to the response by Sister Silindile, and hopefully you're one of the people who will benefit from the advice given by Sister Silindile. Listen to this.
Yeah, when what this person is feeling, Andy, I think it's the general feeling of most people at work, you know, especially those who graduated 2019, 2020, were not taken seriously, you know, were not taken seriously at work. And I think they should be grateful that they actually do have a job. We have a tendency to focus so much on what's going on in our lives, and we forget what's actually going right. I've learned to approach life from a perspective of gratitude. I don't have a job, yes, but can I afford ABCD with the little that I have from my hustle? It does not give me much, but can I afford myself at this moment? Can I buy my toiletries? Can I do my hair? Can I afford to buy myself a new dress here and there? Can I afford to offer at church? Yes, I can. So I'm grateful for those things. This person has a job, whilst many of the graduates do not even have a job. Some of us wish we could go and edit an MS document somewhere. Some of us wish we could have somewhere to wake up and go to. You know, so I think the best advice you can give this person is stop focusing too much on what you don't have and focus on what you have. Whilst you look for better. If they are from a religious background, they should actually try activating their faith, because they look like they've lost hope, they've lost faith. So they should try activating their faith, because God works according to what you believe. If you believe him for little things, you get little things. If you believe him for big things, he'll give you big things. So it depends on the kind of faith that you have. He or she needs to stop whining so much, you know, and actually do something. It's not even if you're not religious, there is that thing over try in the secret where they say your thoughts attract things, right? His mind is filled with so much negativity. That's why. So he needs to change. They need to change their perspective and activate a positive outlook. No matter how gloomy things go, or no matter how gloomy things seem, they need to activate a positive outlook in their lives so that they can be able to attract positive things. Because as your mind, you know, thinks and your heart feels and your spirit feels, that's as much as you are going to attract from the universe. That's from a non-religious perspective.
Now, I'm sure you can imagine what I'm thinking right now. A conversation with Sister Slindila would have benefited me particularly in a more comprehensive way. I'm hoping the person who was listening to this is benefiting. Yes, I would have loved to ask some more questions for clarity, but we're unable to because Sister Slindile is not here to take questions. She was not able to come through, but she was kind enough to do a recording and send it to us, and that's what we just played for you. To the person who sent this question, seeking advice, the title of this is Failure. That's what this person has titled it, Failure. May I respectfully disagree? It is not failure. I think Sister Slindile is spot on. You have succeeded to secure a job. It may not be what you want, but you have not failed. You have succeeded to secure a job. You may be editing MS documents with your engineering degree, but you have succeeded to get a job. There are people who have PhDs, more educated than you, who have actually failed to secure a job. So if you have succeeded at securing a job, don't call this failure. Like Sister Slindile says, change your outlook. Stop whining about what you don't have. Give thanks to the Lord for what you do have. You have a job. You are not using your engineering degree in that job, but you have a job. You, where now? But they are making you use your electrical engineering job to edit MS Word documents. Kungono.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.